AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There were fewer jobs added to the U.S. economy last month, paving the way for a possible larger-than-expected interest rate cut later this month. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This jobs report is pivotal for the Federal Reserve as it prepares to cut interest rates this month for the first time in 4 years. The Fed hopes that it can prevent a more drastic slowdown in the jobs market by lowering the cost of borrowing money for businesses and for consumers. The Fed is widely expected to cut rates by a quarter of a percentage point in less than 2 weeks.
This new report might mean a half-point cut, but they'll say they have to wait and see. The father of 14-year-old's alleged school shooter in Georgia, Colt Gray, has just left court. He is facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Police say he's the one who gave his son the gun used in the Georgia shootings. Colt Gray, charged with 4 counts of murder, had his initial court appearance earlier today as well. Both father and son will remain behind bars without bail. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More official prison time for the Waukesha Christmas Parade attacker. A judge in Milwaukee yesterday sentenced Daryl Brooks to 9 years for running over the mother of his children just weeks before he used the same vehicle to kill 6 people at the Christmas parade. Brooks is serving 6 consecutive life sentences for the infamous attack. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes what it took to win 6 terms in a Republican-leaning U.S. House district.
I've learned how to compromise without compromising my values. I don't believe I have cornered the market on all the good ideas, and I don't believe you get your way only.
More with Walz on the Chad Holmes Show at 9 on WXCO Radio in Wausau or on the Civic Media app. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A reversal from UW-Madison Athletics. We told you yesterday about the memorial bricks near Camp Randall that were set to be removed to make way for the new practice facilities. Families were told to come claim these bricks. They were inscribed in honor of Badgers who have died. The bricks were installed in 1993. People paid $100 and were told that these would be next to Camp Randall forever. So families were surprised and upset. Now UW Athletics has changed course. They're going to allow people to choose whether the bricks in memory of their loved one get put into a new display or they can choose to take them home. They don't know just how they're going to display them yet, but Athletic Director Chris McIntosh promises none will be thrown away. We've got a beautiful, cooler weekend ahead. That means before you know it, we'll see the leaves start to change. The official fall color tracker has launched. Travel Wisconsin puts out this tool every year so you know the best time to enjoy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to go this season.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a 3-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the 3rd week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny. Back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out what Idea Fest is all about
by talking to Paul Fanlon from the Cap Times.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Caracas, Venezuela. Has almost no crime. Next year, I'm going to suggest that the Economic Club hold its meeting in Caracas because we'll be safer than we are in our country if they win. We'll be far safer.
Now, just think about how stupid you have to be to say that. Then think about how stupid you have to be to clap for that.
My boyfriend?
Not your boyfriend. My mother's boyfriend.
Carol Burnett can suck it.
Well.
I'll let her know that.
I am Carol Burnett's pimp. I am technically her Lawrence O'Donnell pimp.
Uh-huh.
I used her to get him for Boston Sexy Liberal. God, details. Okay.
And he still didn't go to a Boston Sexy Liberal because of an assassination.
He was there, but he didn't go on panel.
Right.
Yes, because it was the day of the incident. By the way, AB on Twitter says, if your God saved Donald Trump from a shooter but not the children of Appalachia High School, then you're worshiping the wrong God.
I agree.
Thank you. Oh, looky here, real quick. Veterans for Responsible Leadership. Trump is barely winning a historically deep Republican voting bloc. Veterans are fleeing MAGA because they know Trump hates real service. The data was also collected pre-Trump's team using Arlington as a political prop. With military families,
yeah,
that's the military community. Good. Everybody waking up.
Yep.
Julie in Seattle says, the great Kreskin of political politics, Alan Lichtman, who has rightly predicted 9 out of the last 10 contests based on his key system, says Kamala will win. Don't get happy. Bob Seska rule.
Don't get happy.
Let's get happy, though, because guess who's here? As I told him, no one has ever come on this show and come back again, but Stephen Beschloss,
yeah,
the political journalist, writer of not just America, America, America,
right,
is here. Good morning, sir.
I'm doubling down on America.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
As well you should, sir. You know, I was just going to say, you obviously talked about Arlington, as we all have, as I was just mentioning. My mom, I just interred my mom there with my dad in July, so... You know, it's particularly personal to a lot of us. It's America's sacred ground. It's not, you know, anyone in particular's, or and certainly not Donald Trump's. So, you know, where did you say this? But you were talking about blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Hold, please. You just said it's just your whole theme this week was about him being a bully. And there's no better way to sum it up. And that includes what happened in Arlington, right?
Yeah, I mean, he desecrated the cemetery, he desecrated the memories of all those fallen soldiers and all the families that have, you know, that have sacrificed also for their country. And he goes in there for a photo op. And, you know, it's not only the photo op, it's what came after that. Once confronted with what was going on, the pushing aside of the employee, the abuse of the employee verbally, you know, all the things that go on, that he's then calling the people in Arlington bad people. I mean, he always finds a way to blame the victims. He always finds a way to take his own violations and illegalities and desecrations and try to turn it around as if it's something wrong with the people who question him.
And every Trump story, Stephen, isn't it always worse? First of all, he makes it worse, 10 different ways to Sunday, but it's always more despicable than, I mean, this was planned. He set this up to make it look like it was some public ceremony that Kamala Harris didn't attend. They did this in advance and used these poor families as props to film this commercial, which is illegal, and then shoved an Arlington employee and then, lied about it and then blamed, I don't know, the Gold Star families, the Biden administration, on and on. I mean, it's you always think, oh, he can't get more despicable, and then he does.
He always finds a way, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, that's maybe his particular gift, to show that what bottom you think exists really doesn't exist.
Yeah.
In this case, you know, the going there in the first case, what makes it so appalling is that he went there to pretend that he cares about dead soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you said Donald Trump is an ugly bully. He turns every attack into attempt to blame his victim. Every school kid knows they don't want a guy like that on their playground. Most Americans don't want bullies in power either. You said Trump and his operatives need to be held accountable for breaking the law, attacking, defaming an Arlington cemetery employee who is doing her job. These bullies who rely on the threat of violence and retaliation must be overwhelmingly defeated. And your piece, this week, Stephen, we need real leaders, not bullies. I keep saying it. I really feel like November is when we finally punch the bully in the nose. It's that scene in every movie where America finally stands up. And I think we're there. Do you?
It's a story we like to tell, isn't it? And it's a story that we want to come true. And I think this time, you know, we can't get too happy, but I think we are on the verge of that. And, you know, I think part of the issue about the beloved Joe Biden was, you know, was he going to be able to prosecute the case? Was he going to find a way to define the opposition, to define Trump in a way that was going to have the impact that was necessary for people to actually see who he really is? And I think Kamala, I mean, not only, you know, the character of her, the joyfulness, the humanness, the warmth, all of those things that are such a stark contrast to the soullessness and the ugliness and the cruelty of Trump, I think she's also going to be able to demonstrate her ability to prosecute the case against him. I'm looking forward to, as I'm sure you are, to the debate in a few days.
Oh my God, Stephen, we just played this. Have you heard the incomprehensible word salad answer about child care?
Incredible.
I feel like Kamala Harris Tuesday will be the one in a much more elegant way than I could, Stephen, but say, what the f- are you talking about? That makes no damn sense. At all. I mean, it's just nobody does that, right? Nobody just like says, you don't have any idea what you're talking about, what a tariff is, what a deficit is that you blew through the roof. Like, it's just,
what child care is and why people actually need it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And the J.D. Vance plan is, I don't know, get your answer, grandmothers to do it.
Yeah.
Like, they're just on every subject. I mean, on this horrific latest school shooting, Trump's like, oh, we got to get over it. J.D. Vance is like, oh, well, fact of life. Retweeted Morgan Freeman said, how many more kids have to die? And you just said this has to stop. Republicans who are prepared to let the killing go on must be defeated for the White House, the Senate, and the House. It's the only way, as Kamala Harris said, we can say as with one voice, it does not have to be this way.
Yeah, how profound the cynicism has to be of these people to just say it's facts of life, get over it. I mean, what world are they living in where it's okay to have all of this, death and destruction for what? So they can get money from the gun lobbies, so that they can cozy up to the Second Amendment freaks who are devoted to to death at all with complete abandon. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And obviously the large majority of Americans don't want it.
Yeah, and we're saying really glad this father got arrested. You know, we're just really Merry Christmas. Here's an AR-15, and guess what? Your kid gets to not grow up because, you know, I mean, it just, I think we have reached such a point of insanity with that. I was saying yesterday, I just felt like the passion and the urgency in Kamala Harris's voice when she just said, it does not have to be this way. Like, and Shannon Watts was on with us this week, Stephen, and she said the same thing I was saying. What they count on is our hopelessness.
Yeah.
Or us going, oh, if we didn't do anything after Sandy Hook or Parkland or whatever, just there's no, we're never going to be able to change it. We can't. There's nothing we can do. There is something we can do. We can spend, you know, a couple minutes in a voting booth. That's what we can do.
Right. Well, and I think that's exactly why Kamala Harris has been so effective so quickly and created the kind of exuberance that she has. It's exactly because people feel like, I don't have to give in to resignation. I don't have to give in to despair. I don't have to think like, oh, this is insurmountable, overwhelming, nothing to be done. Like, finally, there may be leaders who are committed to doing something about problems that everyone can see, you know, as clearly as the day.
Yeah. Loved your piece. You said you spoke a few days ago to a restaurant owner who worked for several decades in one of Trump's buildings, and you said he said he's a bully, and you said there are so many ways to describe the dysfunction of Trump, therefore his utter lack of fitness to ever again hold a position of leadership: malignant narcissist, sociopath, cognitive incompetent, con man, fraud, bigot, demagogue, sadist, just to name a few. But I think bully neatly encapsulates his mindset, his behavior, the approach of his campaign operatives, and provides a clear path for how to measure and confront him in these next 2 days. And this is the important part, because it goes to the media, too. It's hard to overstate how frequently he's gotten away with lies and accountability by employing the tools of fear, intimidation, and a nonstop assault on knowable reality. You know, you mentioned the Arlington incident again. It's just his obvious pleasure in watching one of his cult followers seek to attack the media at one of his rallies. I mean, it's just on and on. But I think you're right. I feel like Kamala Harris is uniquely designed for this moment in our history to punch this bully in the nose.
Yeah, unfortunately, the media writ large is not well designed for the moment. They refuse to sort of differentiate right from wrong and true from false, and recognize the responsibility overall is about the truth telling, not just to make sure that you document what the.
Shannon Watts and Stephen Butzel almost lost my FCC license this week
in honor
of my 20th anniversary on the air. Okay.
It's okay.
Chris got it. He got it.
That's
it's
something
fine.
Crazy.
Okay. It's too late now, Stephen. You can't. Okay.
Okay. Can I beat myself? Would
sure.
That be okay?
Yeah. I was saying, I think I reached the legal limit of reading your tweets on air without having to actually have you on in person. So this is why I'm not taking crazy pills. When you say stuff like, exactly what I said. You said we need to know whether Netanyahu made a deal with Trump to reject a ceasefire until after November 5th. It's illegal, immoral, and thoroughly possible. I don't think anyone would put anything past Trump to stay in power.
Yeah, this is where we are. And look, 2 months from now, we know what's coming. We know he's already laid the predicate for whatever happens. He's going to say he won. He's going to refuse to accept that he lost. And he's going to do everything he can to try to motivate his cult followers to do, I don't know, to pursue another act of mass violence or whatever it is that he can come up with. But I think it's in the works.
And Stephen, we were saying that, you know, this whole, like, the this comes as a shock to not many of us that Russia is interfering in the election to try to help Trump again. But I think the difference again from 2016 is we're hip to it now. You know, and, you know, to have Putin come out and say he wants Kamala Harris, you're like, we know what disinformation is now. We know you want the guy that's going to hand you Ukraine. Like, we're not idiots now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We can see actually useful idiots and recognize that they are, in fact, useful idiots. When Hillary Clinton called Trump, you know, Putin's puppet, you know, which he childishly responded with, you know, no, you're the puppet. Mm-hmm. And it was
Ooh, sick
she
burn.
Said it really precisely, and I think there's a lot of people that doubted what was true. I don't think anybody, you know, anybody sentient doubts it now.
She was right about everything, and I will die mad about 2016. But all that being said, you made a point about Kamala Harris. Hillary also suffered, I think, from they had 20 years of opposition research against her. A lot of people just reflexively hated her for no reason, not even knowing her, just because it was part of the, you know, the Clinton, you know, attack the Clinton machine. You know, if you read the book, The Hunting of the Clintons, by our friend Joe Connison. I mean, it's so I think, but there is a different. I think you're right. Kamala Harris just is likable. She is. She's warm. Yeah. She's joyful. Yeah. She laughs and dances. She has a joy in this that I think Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton would probably tell you, she's not a natural speaker or politician. She's a policy nerd. She wanted to govern. She doesn't, you know, but she is really a joyful warrior. Kamala Harris, isn't she?
I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think it's exactly why all the attempts by Trump to paint her as a, you know, crazy, dangerous, wild-eyed radical, you know, comrade Harris, you know, it's ridiculous, and I don't think people, you know, resonate with that. Even people that don't like her, even people that vote with Trump, understand that, you know, it doesn't really quite get there.
Stephen, you are terrific. I, the other day, referred to you as historian Stephen Beschloss, so I gave you credit for your career and Michael Beschloss's, and I just take it. There's a lot of books behind you. You will be the political journalist, writer, and historian of the Stephanie Miller.
I'll take it all. Why not?
Okay. Thanks, Stephen. See you next time.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you so much.
Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Turn it on. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Do I need to do any longer than that?
Yeah, you kind of do.
A little bit longer.
I had a home invasion the other night, in case you hadn't heard, because I went to bed at...
Ass o'clock.
Yes, which is before the normal insane o'clock because of our touring schedule. And I forgot to turn it on, and two men broke into my house while I was sleeping, crowbarred a door open. It is terrifying. You always think this can't happen to me. It's never happened to me. And it happens. It can happen to anybody. Simply Safe. You know what would have happened, Chris? If I had it turned on, it would have, the door, it would have, right? The live guard technology would have said, get out.
Right.
Get back in the chopper.
It's a high-pitched alarm that the base station is.
Yes. Uh-huh. With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You're never locked in with a long-term contract. You can cancel any time, pricing transparent and affordable at less than a dollar a day with no hidden fees ever. Best home security system by U.S. News & World Report. That's what they 5 years in a row. Yeah. Best customer service according to Newsweek. Protect your home 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
We have to keep our country gate, Griffin.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pett's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
If you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
Now the Love Train, Stephanie Miller Love Train's been running.
Wow.
Has Karen
seems
been
like a- longer.
Karen, shut up.
You shut up.
Karen, have you been aboard? How many years have you been aboard the Love Train that is the Stephanie Miller show?
I think I have been aboard since about 2011.
Well, you're late.
Oh, I was a little bit
of a
latecomer.
I started in 2008.
Next stop, Yonkers. I just like saying that. All right, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that's because you haven't been with us from the beginning, so it's because you didn't live in Anchorage.
There you go.
Yes.
That's right. So, Chris, I would like to submit a true Stephanie Miller story for your consideration.
All right.
I was shopping for a happy 20th anniversary card at the local Target, and a lady asked me if I was a Stephanie Miller fan.
I believe
and
it.
Of course.
I believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was right off of the Eisenhower.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, Stephanie...
Yeah, right. Keep it quiet.
What was that?
I was going to play Happy Anniversary, but it
say...
didn't
play.
Go ahead, Karen.
So, Stephanie, have a great show. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Weekend. And I just want to say, on behalf of the Stephanie Miller community, myself, on a personal note, thank you so much for being there for us always.
Thank you for being there for me.
It doesn't matter what you go through.
If it weren't for you, this would be King of Comedy. These two would be cardboard cutouts, and I'd be talking to myself.
That's how important you are.
Well, you might as well be some mornings. Oil painting.
Go ahead, Karen.
Well, listen. No matter what occurs, I am a plane ride away. So anytime.
Right. Thank you.
But yeah, I just seriously though, thank you so much for everything you do. No matter what happens in your personal life, going through what you went through this week, even you show up for all of us.
If you were here, appreciated
and noted.
Oh, honey, I would have used your spectacular rack to distract the burglars. If I would have been like, look at her face. Look. I totally would have done that. I would use you as a human battering ram.
No.
A humoring booby ram.
That's not what we do.
I would not allow that, Karen. I would not allow that.
I'm telling you, it works every time with men. They'd be like, what? Boobies.
It works with you, too.
I don't have any to distract anyone with.
Yeah, but you get distracted by boobies.
I would make sure Karen had, like, rip-away shirts so I could just, look at these. Okay, Fridays with Frangela coming up.
Ever heard of Joan Ballweg? She's your state senator, and she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Ballweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Ballweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Ballweg even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Ballweg thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body more than Joan Ballweg.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have a drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food.
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are more willing, I think, to tolerate losing than a total betrayal. You know, it just, it feels now like the whole thing, and it wasn't pointless, but that's how it feels at this point. So I know everyone considers me to be an extremist, but I'm the logical conclusion of Trumpism from 2016. I was the Trump generation. I turned 18 when he became president. Oh, I was one of the first guys, one of the first influencers in the post-Trump world. And
just a baby Nazi. You know,
and I didn't leave the movement. The movement left me.
Poor baby.
So many Nazi bitch tears. So many. Nick Fuentes has left the building. He's left the MAGA building, everyone. Over Trump saying, admitting he lost.
To be crying. Too many teardrops for this cracker to carry on. What a precious snowflake. You're gonna cry.
Cry more Nazi. Nazi bitch tears. Cry Nazi bitch.
You're gonna cry. Cry, cry,
oh
cry.
My God. All right, wait, I can have some more. I can't get enough of this this morning.
So why did we do Stop the Steal? Why did anyone go to January 6th? Why is anyone sitting in jail? Why did anything bad
He's
happen
carrying.
To anybody? Why did everyone get
He's
censored?
Nazi Nancy Kerrigan.
Why is everything bad that has happened to the people that are involved? Why did that need to happen if you're just going to walk it all back and say, oh, I lost? Well, it would have been good to know that before 1,600 people got charged.
Donald Trump stepped on my tail.
Too many teardrops. One Nazi to be crying.
He is Nazi Nancy Kerrigan.
Yes.
Why me, Nancy? Tonya Harding hit me in the knee. Donald Trump kneecapped him by admitting he lost the election.
It would have been good to know that before I had all my money frozen, put on a no-fly list,
now a warning.
Banned from everything, lost all banking and payment processing. Would have been good to know that before I, you know, in 2017, dedicated my life to this as an 18-year-old in college. Just feels like a big ripoff. And don't get me wrong, I'm an adult. I'm not, it's not whining. I'm not complaining about
it. You're whining.
I'm saying you can't say those things for that reason.
I'm just a baby Nazi. I'm just a baby.
Like, don't get me wrong. I don't regret anything,
right,
and we all make
good.
Our choices. And look, it didn't work out. It is what it is. So I'm not saying, I'm not mad saying I want those years back. I want those decisions back.
Yeah,
I'm not
do.
Saying that. I'm saying that just goes to show what a tremendous betrayal it is. It's just such a callous indifference to the sacrifices that his supporters made on his behalf.
God, who could have seen this coming? Donald Trump is a lying bastard.
We warned them.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't we try to warn
We tried.
Him?
He's lucky I even performed for him. He's lucky I even Nazi for him.
He's just upset that he bought the lifetime at the timeshare.
Exactly.
And can't
get out
of the
it.
Contract.
Exactly.
The Nazi timeshare.
He's going to have to hire that company that helps him get out of timeshares.
Yes.
Too many teardrops. Cry, cry, cry.
Too many timeshares.
Nazi bitch tears. Cry, cry, cry. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. I was singing that in my head when I heard this yesterday.
Too many time chairs.
Ooh. Cry, cry, cry.
Oh, it's great. Hi, Seth, Homo of the Hope. It's Homo of Hope. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday!
It's your birthday?
No.
What?
My birthday last week.
Okay, happy belated birthday.
Oh, you just said that to get on the air. That's fine. It's happy birthday.
I know, but I want to say happy anniversary.
I was. This is for in the club. I need 50 cents. All right, fine. Whatever. Go ahead, Seth.
Happy anniversary. Thank Friday you. Morning dance party, everybody. Woo-wee! It is everybody's birthday. So here's a T-shirt that both Chris and Jody can enjoy. Easy when it's hard. I think that works for both of you.
Oh, true.
Speaking of that, I learned a new word. Yesterday from Judge Tunkin, and it's my new favorite word, dicta. And
dicta.
I would like to use it. Mm. I would like to use it in a sentence, but I'm afraid Chris would have to dump me, so I'm not going to do that.
What's the word? Dicta.
But,
oh, are you telling dicta, going a dicta
D-I-C-T-A,
joke?
D-I-C-T-A. Right. D-I-C-T-A. Mm-hmm. Judge Tunkin kept using that in references like to the dicta that the other. Yeah, Tunkin. Thank you.
It's
that
not Tunkin. Okay, go ahead.
Tunkin. Okay. So anyway, I'm just. It's Friday morning dance party. I feel like I'm already drunk. I'm not really fine. But what I want to say is two things. I spent my whole life in public education, and we were lucky if we had a nurse twice a week. And so there was no person on staff that can do sex change operations.
Right. Thank
and
you.
I would wish that I would
yes.
see.
Thank you.
The media.
Teachers can't have to buy their own pens and
exactly
pencils. Really? They're going to be able to afford surgeons?
Yeah,
I hate everyone.
The school, I barely afford a school nurse.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
That's what I'm just saying.
Can't afford Band-Aids, practically. Give me a break. Okay, so not only is he losing military voters, Nazis. Here's an ex-Trump voter on C-SPAN.
I'm excited about what's happening in the Democratic Party.
What?
Although I am a Lincoln Republican who has gone over because I am not going back to a convicted felon. I'm not going back to an adulterer. I'm not going back to a fraudster. I'm not going back to someone who claimed to understand economics and had so many bankruptcies. I'm not going back to a number of empty, promised Republicans. I'm moving forward.
Wow. His name is Derek. He called.
We're not going back. Derek is not going.
He's not going back.
Not going
He's
back.
I'm so challenged by every time a Republican gets on this line, all they can do is talk about the worst, the worst, the worst. If the country's so bad, why don't you move out of the country? That's
so,
all I have.
So, Derek, when you say you're not going back, had you voted for Mr. Trump in the past?
Yes. I'm not doing it again.
Amen.
Not doing it again.
And why did you vote for him?
I thought it appeared to be a change. Mm-hmm. It appeared to be a breaking up the system.
He was duped. He was duped.
He was taken in by the timeshare salesman technique.
He was duped.
Join us, Derek.
Derek is joining us. Derek is all with us.
Join us here in the light. Okay.
What it turns out to be was just one seeking out riches for he and his children.
Yeah.
Folks don't want to talk about his children and how many riches they gain from this. You know, so it's been really, really disappointing. And even the rioters at January 6th, we all forget about that. Lives were lost. Mm-hmm. Property was damaged.
Thank you.
Our sacred building was violated. I can't forget that.
Yep.
First time in history a Confederate flag is in our Capitol.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, we got to just take Democrat, not a dirty word. Join us. Please. Join us, Derek's of the world.
Yes.
It's fun over here. We have a DJ.
Yeah.
Even for roll call.
Exactly.
What? Where are you from?
We have Lil Jon.
Okay.
You know, Republicans have short memories. Mm-hmm. Very short memories. You can't say you stand for this country. You can't say you stand for the Constitution. And you can't say you stand for the military. I'm from a military family. That is not what military folks do. So I'm extremely disappointed in what I've seen.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, goes to the polling I was just talking about, is support among military families plummeting. Hooray. Yay for Derek.
Good for Derek. That was on C-SPAN.
I'm going to say the DJ got him. I don't know what state he's from, but... Okay. Give me eight here. So we were just saying, this child care answer from Donald Trump, I urge you to go... Go
Listen
ahead.
To the whole thing. It's
get
awful.
A decoder ring. Get whatever you need. Get a UN headset. He makes no sense at all.
None.
He does not answer the question. He has no idea what he's talking about.
He doesn't even know what a tariff is, for God's sake.
He has no. Okay. So they have no. This is Charlie Kirk asking J.D. Vance about child care.
Yeah. It's very hard for working families to get by. How will we lower the cost of daycare? It's such an important question, Charlie. And I think one of the things that we can do is make it easier for family models to choose, or for families to choose whatever model they want, right? So one of the ways that you might be able to relieve a little bit of pressure on people who are paying so much for daycare is make it so that, you know, maybe like grandma or grandpa wants to help out a little bit more. Or maybe there's an aunt or uncle that wants to help out a little bit more.
Or an aunt and uncle.
What if you don't have an aunt and uncle?
Right. I mean, they do not believe in government, or the government should do anything to help anyone. Right. That is not a solution for the child care cost crisis in this country.
Not at all.
What if you don't have an aunt or a grandmother that's alive, or to like, oh, well, it's your, ask your slacker family.
What if you have no siblings and your parents are gone on both sides of the family?
Yeah, exactly. Three of my grandparents were dead before I was born.
Right.
Yeah. Same. I mean, it's just, okay. This is them, and on the latest school shooting, we got to get over it. It's just a fact of life. That's the J.D. Vance side.
Mm-hmm. This happens.
Side is,
this happens.
Right. Is this does not have to be this way. We can actually do something about this. I mean,
and he assumes aunts and uncles don't also have their own child care issues.
Right. Right. Not everybody. Also, not everybody lives close to their relatives. Right.
Exactly.
This is what I hope we're going to see Tuesday, down to 13. This is an actual plan when asked about an actual thing, right, mm-hmm. Kamala Harris? Right?
Under my plan, more than 100 million Americans will get a tax cut, and we will do this by restoring two tax cuts designed to help middle-class and working Americans. The Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit. Millions of Americans with children got to keep more of their hard-earned income. So as president, I'll not only restore that tax cut, but expand it. We will provide $6,000 in tax relief to families during the first year of a child's life.
That's a lot of money.
By the way, us childless dog and cat ladies are fine with that.
Thank you.
Because we're not selfish a-holes. We don't have kids. But we're okay with other people getting help. You know, that's the whole point of... You know, government doing good things for people, mm-hmm. not everything. What's the thing we always say? It's like a hand, not a hand out, it's a hand up.
Right. Exactly.
I was, you know what I was, because I always, you know how I love my Major Taylor Bike Club. When mommy's been on the road and I'm not keeping up, I always get a hand on my back to get me gently back into the peloton of life.
No, that's because they want to cop a feel.
Oh, I don't care why. It is loving and inclusive. And I get a handsome man.
Teach a man to fish. And
hand on my lower back. What?
Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for life.
Yeah, well, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
What?
What? I don't know. He started it.
Okay.
They just want to cop a feel.
All right. Coach Walls.
Gary, you might know a while back, Donald Trump said these crowds are all AI. You know what's not AI? Your votes. That's what's not AI.
Come on.
So doesn't surprise me that Donald Trump did not do a damn thing on Labor Day. He took the day off, which he should thank organized labor for that day off.
Thank you.
If I were him, I would be hiding down in Mar-a-Lago, too. I wouldn't want to face working people. I wouldn't want to look them in the eye and tell them why their work doesn't matter, why it should be harder to unionize, why he... and his folks have undermined middle America. Look, people are angry for a reason.
Amen.
Yep, one last one. Coach Walls.
And this Project 2025 thing, I got to tell you, this, they're trying to run from it. They continue to try and deny it. But here's what I've said very simply on this. I coach football for enough years to know if you take the time to make a playbook, you're going to use it. You're going to use it. So they took the time to do it. And I will say this. J.D. Vance talks about being from... Look, he should know. He talks about where he came from. He talks about where he was at. But I'll have to tell you, he did say this. He said, there's a lot of angst and people are angry in middle America. Hell yes, we are, because people like him gutted middle America.
Thank you.
And the robber barons gutted middle America.
Yeah, Shillbilly Vanilli. Yeah.
There you go.
Shady Vance. By the way, good job, everybody, on Project 2025. Yeah. Polling is showing this is it's been a very effective, you know, one pollster said voters understand this is an actual written plan for extremist and dangerous ideas that are going to be implemented. We know that voters have some Trump amnesia. They don't remember all the bad things he did as president. Now it's like, well, even if you've forgotten what he did before, what he wants to do is even worse. Yep. So good job, everybody. Good job. Project 2025. What's Project 2024? Making sure Project 2025 never
doesn't
happens.
Happen.
You guys aren't paying attention because it's Friday. You already, school's out already, isn't it? Okay, 48. What?
Is that a thing?
That was Gloria Steinem saying, by the way, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
It's also a U2 lyric.
It is.
48. Where's Frangela? 10 minutes.
She's bored with us.
I'm crawling with the batons. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. There you go. That's what happened. I had my morning kick late. Here you go. Morning Kick, strawberry lemonade flavor. It is so delicious. You know there's those drinks that they taste like a bag of grass clippings?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like mossy. Like sweaters on your teeth after you drink it. The green.
Yeah, they make your tongue green.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Strawberry lemonade, and I got 10 supplements in one in here to nourish my body, support my gut health, boost my energy, feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one. It's been a game changer for me. Try it. You're going to love it. Tastes great. You want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being. Get it. Go. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Most wine lovers know Bordeaux for its fine, sophisticated, and expensive wines. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. They strive, though, to create wine of extraordinary quality that doesn't break the bank. And let me tell you, their rosé sure made a fan out of me. Chateau Auguste is the wine for those who take their fun seriously. They even have music played to the vines twice a day. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Club, Best Wine by Varietal, the Gold Medal, and Best in Show by Quality. Organically grown, no colorings or flavorings, the grapes are hand-picked with stems attached to prevent premature oxidation and keep the wine as fresh as possible. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to AugustGrandRosé.com. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. The promo code is Stephanie, 50% off with the promo code Stephanie. AugustGrandRosé.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling for bipartisan action on gun safety after Wednesday's mass shooting at a school in Georgia.
Some of my Republican friends in Congress just finally have to say enough is enough. We have to do something. Together, let's ban assault weapons. must require safe storage of firearms.
Biden made the remarks in Wisconsin yesterday while announcing a $7 billion investment to generate renewable energy in rural America. Marathon swimmer Jim Dreyer has given up on his latest attempt to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee. Dreyer spent about 40 hours in the water before throwing in the towel. He says the water wasn't cooperating. It's Dreyer's second unsuccessful attempt since going the distance back in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Ironman is this weekend. Participants will swim Lake Monona, bike around Verona, and run a marathon ending downtown. For the cycling portion, one lane of John Nolan Drive will be closed and a couple streets surrounding it, and then a few streets downtown will close starting at 11 a.m. Sunday. The race starts at 6:45 Sunday morning. It's expected to wrap up around midnight. And the Special Olympics fall games are this weekend in Wisconsin Dells. More than 800 athletes will compete in bocce, flag football, and softball. They still need volunteers. If you'd like to help out, you can go to SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. And if you're a parent to a pet or a human, chances are they've got some stuffed animals or plush toys that need surgery, as we called it in my family, when they're ripped open and they need mending. Well, there's a special class this weekend where the experts will show you just how to do that. The Stuffed Animal Mending Clinic is tomorrow at 10 at Hawthorne Library. It's free, but you need to RSVP ahead of time to claim your spot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's very own Uber extraordinaire producer Todd Michaels joins us to talk about the existence of ghosts. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Why? 50 something to do.
This is a Friday.
Yes, it is. It definitely
wow.
is a Friday.
I wanted it to be quitting time and slide down the dinosaur's tail.
Nope, not like, yet.
Mic's off.
No, no, more than we have now. Frangela coming in.
Over an hour left.
All right, because Rick the truck driver's here. He can do it. Hi, Rick.
Rick. Aww. Rick's not there, man.
Oh, did my thing get something?
It might have.
Something. Nope, it's connected.
Okay, Catherine in Baltimore. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just was so angry at Trump's response to child care. For people that don't have small children in child care, it is $2,200 a month per child.
Thank you.
And my son has two children, and it's $52,000 a year for child care.
Right. Wow. By the way, what if your, I don't know, aunts, grandmothers, grandpa, what if they have other stuff to do?
Like jobs and their own kids.
Right.
Like, and we're mobile and we're global and we don't live in the same town we grew up in anymore.
Thank
it's
you.
Not like your grandma and your whatever. And
thank
it's
you.
Very
that's,
difficult.
Catherine,
and,
that's
know,
a great point. A lot of people, our families always lived all over the country. A lot
same
of people
with mine,
do.
Yeah.
That's not a workable plan, J.D. Vance. Just like, oh, yeah, the you know, people live four states away can take care of your kids, right?
Yeah, and his meemaw didn't have any early childhood education. you know, for these children. These children are learning. I mean, some of them are learning to read at 3 years old in childcare.
Mm-hmm. You know,
they have a good childcare. But
here's what, you know what the best investment in childcare would be is we can all chip in to get him a little help for his mommy issues so he could leave us all alone. Childless cat, dog ladies. What did he say? Well, oh, he did say that too, right? That the only purpose of postmenopausal women
to babysit.
It's to babysit.
But apparently men don't have to do this.
Whew. Jody and I better get cracking. Find some kids right
away. My nieces and nephews are all in their 20s, 30s, and 50s.
You know what my protection is? No one wants me to babysit. I am the last person.
I've done it once, and I do not want to do it again.
Fridays with Frangela next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.